Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Gods of the Steppe by Andrei Galasimov. Translated by Marion Schwartz. Performed by Nick Podell. Chapter 1. The skylarks hovered so high above the steppe, they could see all Razgulyevka, from edge to edge, all the way to the last vegetable plots. Quite a ways beyond that, even. They could see the postman, Uncle Ignat, riding up to the village in clouds of dust, the lads grabbing onto the pole he was too lazy to remove from the wagon, so it poked out behind like a deployed tank gun, because haymaking was coming soon anyway, and then it would have to be put back in, and him knocking the lads off with his whip as he went, sometimes on the mark, sometimes not very. From high above, you could see the now quite innumerous Japanese stretched out in a narrow chain on their way to the mines. They'd been dying here in captivity since the fall of 39, since Khakan Gol, but now their escort had been released because it had been 2 months since the victory, and also because it was the steppe, and the wolves would eat them anyway. From high above, the skylarks could see Grandpa Artyom riding out on Little Star from the far end of Razgulyevka, looking around to make sure no one had tagged along because he was very worried about the liquor he'd hidden in the steppe, and he'd barely slept that night, lying there thinking the sons of bitches were going to steal it. Or would they not find it? From high above, you could see Grandpa Artyom urging on his Little Star with his whip, moving off toward the hills faster and faster, while directly below the skylarks, Granny Daria was running after Petka in the yard, bumping into the goats, which were stupid from the dusty heat, and trying to get at her grandson with a fat stick.
"Marshal Rokossovsky's tanks are flanking the enemy!"
Petka shouted, darting closer to the woodpile and trying not to catch a blow to the head. Straight ahead, Granny Daria could see well. Even while almost dozing off in her corner by the stove, she could catch Petka flashing in front of her, which made her catch her breath. It depended on where in her sight he fell. But her peripheral vision was bad. One day, having drunk up all the contraband liquor, Grandpa Artyom chased after her through the garden, then through the field, and then where they collected rock salt for the goats. But when she got tired, he caught up and lashed out at her.
"Damn you all to hell! You've been the death of me!"
After that, there's some...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?